Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a lot going on with so much happening in the sign of Libra, and for you this is career, this is ambition, this is focusing on something that is all about your vocation in life. It's to do with professional matters. Today is brilliant. The important thing you may have overlooked recently, however, is the way you look. And your appearance means everything. So get that up to scratch and you'll go far. Here's your Sunday stars. Not the easiest of days when it comes to career or ambitions. And equally, it's because either you're trying to rule the roost and dominate somebody else, or they're trying to do it to you. In other words, we have an emotional battle going on, which could well become psychological. And that's the danger with today, that there is psychological games being played and no one comes out the winner. Probably best to leave things until this evening when they're much more spiritually charged. Here's your Monday stars. Difficult day. Difficult only because no one really knows what's happening, and that includes you. If there is going to be a winner, then it needs to be compromised, because neither you can win a war and certainly no one else can win a battle. And when you put the two energies together, it means it can become volatile and outrageously ridiculous because no one knows what's going on. A day to keep calm. Here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely, the moon in Scorpio for you is just what you need. It's perfect for making gentle, quiet plans for the future. And also superb for being involved with people who think like you, where the collective energy is mutual, where you can all work together for a goal, altruistic, humanitarian, or just something to suit you all. Join forces with others of a like mind. Here's your Wednesday stars. Fabulous Sun trine Pluto and Venus connecting with Saturn too. Wow, the energy here is not only personally empowering, but this can regenerate your life. So those things now that, you know, were once past it and no good for you can change. From your look to the way you deal with things, it's a new you, it's resurrection, it's rebirth. And it's not just for today only. No, this can be for the next few months to come. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon's in Scorpio and the link to Jupiter is the last one that they're going to make together in these signs for a while. So what should you be doing? Well, you should be considering joining a club or an organization where you can meet people who are professional. Jupiter tends to rule anything or anyone from professionals in the medical world to law, legal matters, or anything with a religious slant. They're the sort of people you should be making friends of. And here's your Friday stars. This is massive. It's Jupiter moving into Libra. And that means for you the next year is all about riding high, building a stairway to the stars that you can find success. It's massive. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Jupiter in the 10th house. Read all about it, because your ambitions can be fulfilled in the year ahead.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.